The Fox River has loomed large in the career of Bruce Baker. He's been on the project since he began with the DNR back in the 1970s. Now he's overseeing the project. Baker says it's the largest, most highly technical project of its sort anywhere.
It's very truly, at this point, a national model in terms of how do you clean up a major contaminated sediment site. There's other sites that have been cleaned up that are smaller around the world, and most of them have been unsuccessful.
The slow pace of progress has drawn criticism from groups like the Clean Water Action Council that say the delay has potentially harmed human health. But Baker says it's taken so long because of air and water quality studies, debate over who would pay the $580 million price, and to find a place to dump the PCBs. All of that, he says, changed the original cleanup plan.
There were early estimates that we had that this project would only be about $50 million and that there were a lot less PCBs in the river than we thought. And obviously, we found out the problem was much more complex and larger than we thought. And in order to do the cleanup, we also were watching the technology evolve to the point where it could be removed without just stirring it up and releasing a whole bunch of PCBs into Green Bay.
A private contractor is doing the dredging. The DNR will monitor the results and make sure the project stays on schedule. The work could last 9 years. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.